Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Unfortunately, Scholar Transport bus as well as a train collided later on this afternoon in Mpumalanga. Now on the line with us is Muedi Musi, who is Mpumalanga spokesperson for the Department of Community Safety. Thank you so much, Mr. Musi, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
A very good evening to you, and thank you once more to you and the listeners of Kaya FM.
At last count, I was told that five children had passed away. Can you confirm the number of students that have passed away?
Yes, so far we can confirm that five learners have lost their lives when a bus that was transporting them and a train collided at a railway level crossing on the road R104 between Arnold and Bonnerfontein near Middelburg. This happened this afternoon. Five of the learners, they died at the scene of the crash on impact, while 11 more learners sustained serious injuries, and then others sustained slight injuries. They include the driver of the bus as well as the driver of the train. It is not clear what could have caused this crash, but it is strongly suspected that the driver of the bus may have attempted to cross when it was not safe to do so at the time. But this and other issues will form part of the investigation that is already underway. The investigations will, among others, obviously look at what is it that he could have done to avoid this, or whether or not the bus itself was roadworthy at the time of the crash. So the investigation will be able to determine this.
Do we know how many learners were inside the bus?
The bus all in all had about 30 learners. Mm. This obviously excludes the driver.
Yes. And you're saying the driver sustained minor injuries?
Yes, he sustained the minor injuries along with the driver, of the operator of the train.
Do we know what the age group is of the learners in the bus?
At this stage, we are unable to determine that, but safe to say the police have already started the process of identifying them and obviously also notifying their next of kin. They are doing that, working very closely with the management of the school involved.
You're saying that the train driver himself also got, sustained some minor injuries. Nobody else on the train has sustained any injuries?
No, no one else except the train operator at this stage. But there are other learners that at this stage, because remember, they were all in all 30. So there are other, the emergency personnel and the traffic law enforcement officers. The scene is still staying active at this stage, and the developing story, we are not sure whether this number will remain five or not. In terms of even the injuries, we are not sure whether it will remain 11 serious or it will remain 11 slight at this stage.
From the reports that you've been hearing, are you able to confirm whether the mechanisms were working, robots and the like, were those working and in working condition?
We are unable to determine that at this stage, but our team is still at the scene. Our safety engineering team, with the police and the law enforcement officers, they are at this stage at the scene. So we are not sure whether the mechanism at the time of the crash, whether they were working or not.
The learners in the bus, were they from one school or are these different schools?
They are from one school at Mafube. The name of the school is Morneck School in the area.
The scene, as you said, is still active and it hasn't completely been cleared. Has that then hampered, the schedule for other trains as well? Does that mean that you've had to now reschedule train movement?
The only part of the traffic that has been affected, that was slightly affected, was the traffic on the R104. But other than that, the traffic is relatively back to normal. Although, except at the level crossing, there are still some people there trying to clear the scene and also redirect traffic accordingly.
So the track itself is actually still operational?
Yes.
Really, thank you so much for making time for us, and condolences to go to the families of these learners who've passed on this evening. Thank you very much, Mr. Musi.
Thanks, you're welcome.
Mweti Musi is Mpumalanga spokesperson for the Department of Community Safety, and he says the scene is still very active at the moment. As of now, we've got 5 learners who've died, 11 learners who are not necessarily critically ill, but were injured. The driver of the bus as well as the driver of the train are also, they have themselves got some injuries. But he says it's an active scene, and so we'll probably get some update sometime later on today or at least in the morning. It's on the R104.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.